Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mahdi 1290 and the Sturdy 1430 is the audio path of totality. Big announcement coming just for Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local listeners. Whether you're on Big Willie 105.5 or 94.9 FM or 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mahdi 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the River Network app, the Facebook live stream, only for you. Big announcement. Got a couple of clues. I got one here that I can't put on my head, so I got to put it over. Ah, man, it fell apart again. Jeez, hold on. Oh, I'm not very good with technical stuff. This is, to me, this is technical. And also $300. That's the big clue. Those are the big clues, I should say. All right, so if you just joined us, you missed incredible radio. We're going to have Mr. Big Willie on after the 8 o'clock news, talking to us live from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab of the Freightliner Cascadia 125. Find out what's going on with him today and his crazy marriage and his crazy kids and the crazy snakes that are and the water problems all over his house. It's just he lives a nightmare. You think you live a nightmare, which you probably do if you're listening to me. But he really lives a nightmare, and he doesn't mind talking about it. He can go 20 minutes. We've actually timed this. He can actually go 20 minutes talking about whatever and not take a breath. I just sit back and go, That's all I do from 8:05 to about 8:20. He does not take a breath. It's unbelievable. It really is. I don't know how he does it. All right, fine. So there's that big prize package for you as well. Dr. Amy coming to Belmont County. Oh, whoop-de-doo.
Buzz, tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Well, we'll get to Dr. Amy in a couple of seconds. We're going to lead up with this. This is a lawyer, Aaron Siri, who was warning us also about everything. Again, the big news yesterday, which the old media is trying to suppress because they get so much money from advertising from Big Pharma. They suppress it. They try to discourage it. They try to counter it. You're not getting a fair shake here. But this lawyer brought up some great points in a testimony before Congress. Then this is going to segue into what's going on here in Belmont County with Dr. Amy. Ugh.
Look, if vaccines are so safe, why are they the only consumer product where you cannot sue the manufacturer for injuries to claim it was made safer? It's been 30, it's been 1980s, but over 30 years are telling you Hep B safe, Hib safe, these are safe. You still need immunity? Okay, let me tell you my definition of vaccine, Senator. It's a product that causes so much injury that it has to have liability for the injuries that it's caused, immunity for the injuries that it's causing. That's what a vaccine is. You know, we sued the CDC for the studies that support that the vaccines given in the first month of life do not cause autism. We sued them because they wouldn't give it to us. We said, give us the studies that show the meningococcal vaccine, the polio vaccine, the Hep B vaccine, the Hib vaccine, and the Hep B vaccine. Those five vaccines don't cause autism. You know what they provided? None. We sued them in federal court. They ended up in stipulated order. They gave us 20 studies. Not one of them has to do with those vaccines. They're all MMR or they're all thimerosal. This notion that there's a mountain of studies out there that show vaccines of autism is ridiculous. And I've heard the measles death in Texas bandied about. We represent one of those families. We've seen the medical records. One of those kids, I can tell you for certain, did not die from measles. He died from hospital malfeasance.
No studies. You file court orders to get studies. No studies. Same thing happened in Ohio and in West Virginia. In West Virginia, I had a FOIA request for then-Governor Jim Justice. Republican. These are Republicans now for Jim Justice and also for Mike DeWine. My FOIA was for Jim Justice, governor. And I said, I want to see all the studies, all the math, everything connected with how you came up with these rules and regulations to stop us from living our lives. And to his credit, the general counsel for the governor's office sent us a reply. Beautiful stationery. Oh my God, the stationery was incredible. And it said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it was very clear, we don't have any studies. We don't have any math formulas. We have nothing. They were just making it up as they went along. I issued a FOIA request, and you can do the same thing now, by the way, if you want, and test it. And as for Ohio, Mutilation Mike DeWine, another rhino who loves transgender surgeries, that's why I called him Mutilation Mike DeWine, he and his Dr. Amy, this Obama lover that he appointed heading the health department, would not release any of those studies either. None of the information. And in Ohio, that was explained to me, because others had tried legally to get this. If it's a, quote, emergency, then the state does not have to disclose any of the information. That's your Dr. Amy, who is now trying to be the Democratic Party candidate for governor of Ohio, who's going to be here in Belmont County. Couple things here before we get to her. Dr. Naomi Wolf, not a medical doctor, had this tweet. The EU Commission, this is the major, you know, European countries, most of the European countries, the EU Commission, it's a big deal. It's a very, very big deal. The EU Commission now admits that the COVID mRNA injections were released for use in humans without complete safety data. Trust the science turned out to be a lie. Profit was prioritized over safety. Those who questioned the narrative were silenced, censored, and more. I'm Exhibit A. YouTube knocked me off, wouldn't let me on, deplatformed me. I was throttled. I was shadow banned on Facebook for years, where I used to have thousands of views years ago for this show, then overnight down to a few hundred. And others had it a lot worse. Completely knocked off platforms. Oh, it was absolutely horrible. Children's Health Defense Network. President Trump and RFK's autism announcement just set the internet on fire. Tylenol use in pregnancy is linked to autism. Mixing and overloading vaccines is linked to autism. Mercury, aluminum, Hep B at birth. Trump and JFK Jr. held nothing back. And they made clear this is only the beginning. Which leads us to the Belmont County Democratic Party.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Because Dr. Amy is coming. The Belmont County Democratic Party is going to welcome Democratic gubernatorial candidate Dr. Amy Acton to its 65th annual dinner on Thursday. This story by Jennifer for the Times Leader. Acton, who served as director of the Ohio Department of Public Health beginning in 2019 and guided the Buckeye State through the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, will serve as keynote speaker for the dinner. Belmont County Common Pleas Court Judge John Favre, who I actually like, by the way, too bad he's a Democrat, will emcee the event, which gets underway at 5 p.m. cocktail hour at Undo's West in St. C. The county party states in a news release that it has been proud to feature high-level state and federal officials as main speakers at its dinners over the years. And the party says the Belmont County Democratic Party welcomes Dr. Amy Acton with open arms. This is the same woman, Dr. Amy Acton, this Obama lover, who made life a living hell for us and refused, along with Mike DeWine, to release any of the information, any of the so-called studies and math and anything else that just to justify her ruining our lives. I had example after example before I was throttled and shadow banned on Facebook of her saying one thing regarding face masks to one interviewer and a completely different thing to somebody else. And it was, she was like Fauci. She was like the Ohio version of Fauci. And I'll never forgive her and DeWine and all the others connected with this regarding my mother-in-law, Helen. God rest her soul. Look, we were not close. She was a difficult person to deal with, and I know I'm a difficult person to deal with. We were not close, but what Dr. Amy and her buddies did to her and affected her life and the lives of her loved ones, I'll never forgive these men. Can't even swear, I'm sorry. We'll never forgive these people. And I'll never forget this. Helen Mahalik was at an assisted living facility in St. C, a very good one, very nice one, very nice. And this was during the pandemic. Helen was up her bedroom, her apartment, whatever, was on the top floor. It's like, I don't know, three levels up. And Dr. Amy and all these other so-called public health experts said we could not visit Helen. Helen was in a bad way, but she was still lucid and everything and could stand up and all that. We couldn't visit her. So what we did, my poor wife and my sister-in-law, crazy Catwoman, Catzilla, and some others, we all brought lawn chairs. It was a nice sunny day. We brought lawn chairs and set them up on the ground level on the lawn, the grass, outside her window up on the third floor. We called out to her, Ellen, we're here, hello. She would look, hi, how you doing? We weren't allowed to go in there because of people like Dr. Amy. We had to be in lawn chairs on the lawn outside this assisted living facility, a very nice one. They were as nice as could be. They really were. They were terrific people. It was not their fault. It's Dr. Amy. Helen could not get a hug in her final few days of life from her children, her other relatives, anything. Isolated to die up there. And shortly thereafter, she did. God rest her soul. How many Helens were out there because of this Dr. Amy Acton? How many other Helens, how many other families were just brutalized with these God-blessed bureaucrats telling us how to live our lives? And, oh, no, you can't go near your mother. She's dying. You know, she's old. She's dying. But you can't go near her because we say you can't. And yeah, you got to wear masks for this, but not for that. You can't go to church, but you can go to a strip club. Because that's the science. Don't ever question the science. No, you can't go to a small mom and pop grocery store because that might be bad for COVID. But you can go to a big supermarket. That's okay because that's the science. But when you walk up and down the aisles, you got to make sure you're walking up and down the right aisle in the right way because, you know, science. Dr. Amy Acton is the poster child for this in Ohio. So forgive me if I'm not going to be at the big dinner for her on Thursday night, the Democratic Party, Belmont County. If you want to see the face of that tyranny, that bureaucratic tyranny, by all means, please go. Take a look at it. She's very cute. She's very likable. You can't help but like her. Until you know what kind of monster she is and all these other monsters. They were making it up. Where's the science? To this day, where's the God-blessed science? Why doesn't she show us the science of what she put us through for years? And that poor woman, Helen Mahalik, and all the other Helen Mahaliks. What about that, Dr. Amy?